بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Have you seen the one who denies the Day of Judgment? It is the one who drives away the orphan with harshness and does not encourage the feeding of the poor. So woe to those who do offer salah but are found neglectful with regards to their salah. There are those who do actions merely to be seen, and those who are found so stingy that even items of hardly any significance that they are found refusing to share those items with others.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Describing the alamat, the qualities which if a person finds within himself, he should worry that these are the qualities which Almighty Allah has described of the one who does not believe in the year after. Since I claim to be a believer, since I claim to be a Muslim, I claim to be a mu'min. وَبِالْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. The sign of which Allah Ta'ala says, they are those people who have yaqeen, conviction regarding to the year after. What is this conviction? If the alamat which are now going to be mentioned, the signs which will now be mentioned, if those signs are within an individual, may Almighty Allah save every one of us, then this is indicating that that belief in the akhirah, which Quran describes as وَبِالْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ yaqeen, conviction, there is a belief, rather there is an ilm, there is a knowledge of the year after, but it has not come to the level of yaqeen. It has not become a strong knot. The demand is that the individual must start tightening this knot. With regards to khalq, people around, it is the orphan, yatim, one who finds the shadow of his father removed from him at a very early age. He has to grow up with no fatherly support. His mother might still be around, but in the outside world, a mother can never do for a youngster what a father can do. The yatim was always the markaz of shafqat, of raham, of kindness. But a person whose heart is devoid of the thought that he will one day be questioned by Almighty Allah, there is no aqidah, there is no conviction regarding this questioning. A time comes where his character reaches such a low level that that yatim, that orphan, whose nature was that he demanded love to be shown towards him, kindness and affection, that no one should do him down, no one should ever oppress him. But the person reaches that level. فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمُ. Almighty Allah says, you will find this person pushing away the orphan. يَدُعُّ الدَّفْعُ بِالْعُنْفِ. To push someone away, to be harsh towards someone. It can happen in different manners. For example, on the death of an orphan, the affairs of this orphan are put in the hands of an individual. Finding the millions and billions which this boy is now an inheritor, the individual becomes filled with greed. He desires, he decides to push the orphan away from having any interference, any interaction with his own wealth, his own dealings. He takes it upon himself to see the movement of wealth from account to account, from purchase to purchase, investment to investment. Whenever the orphan would ask that, what are you doing? Where the demand was to teach the orphan with regards to the wealth of the orphan, so that when this boy reaches an age, he can take over. But this person has now become so greedy. فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. Because he has forgotten that on the day of Qiyamah, a person who steals even a hand of earth belonging to somebody else, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will make that earth, the seven earths, it will become like a chain tightened to his neck, and he will have to pull it around him on the plains of Qiyamah. A person who would take away one sheep, one goat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would send his sahaba radiallahu anhum out. They would go as sa'i, as a collector of zakat. When a person would come to a land, the law was, when taking an animal in zakat, he was not to take the best, nor was he to take that which was the weakest, the lowest. He was to choose something which was of an average nature. However, the farmer, he would love that he could offer the sa'i, the collector of the zakat, something as a gift. He could say, why don't you take one of my animals? It is for you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would speak to his sahaba, radiallahu anhum. He would say, let me not find you on the day of Qiyamah, that you are walking around the plains of Qiyamah, and on his head, people are looking and seeing a camel, and the camel is making its sound. Some people are looking and there's a goat on your head, and the goat is making its noise. This is that which you have taken in a treacherous manner from the wealth which was supposed to be for the Muslim treasury. Sahabi radiallahu anh came and he said, this was given to me as a gift. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam became upset. He said, why would you not just stay in your house? And then if the man wanted to give you a gift, he could have sent it to you. This was not a gift given. This was like a bribe. He instilled in them so much of the fear of coming in front of Almighty Allah on the day of Qiyamah. The Sahabi radiallahu anh says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam decided to send me as a collector of zakat, and he said to me, but let me not find you on the day of Qiyamah. لا ألفينك يوم القيامة تجي على ظهرك بعير. And I find on your back there is a camel. It is making its sounds. Min ibil sadaqa qad ghalalta. You were treacherous. You betrayed the trust of the Muslims. You had taken it in a manner which was not correct. The Sahabi radiallahu an, Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari says, Idhan la antaliq, O Nabi of Allah, I do not want to be a collector of zakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will not force you. How fearful they were of facing the day of Qiyamah. The same Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari radiallahu anh says, كُنْتُ أَدْرِبُ غَلَامًا. I was hitting a slave of mine. They grew up in this, that if the slave was mischievous, if the slave had not done his job, he would get a shot or two. He says, I was hitting my slave. فَسَمِعْتُ مِنْ خَلْفِي صَوْتًا. Then I hear behind me a voice. اِعْلَمْ أَبَا مَسْعُودِ. اِعْلَمْ أَبَا مَسْعُودِ. O Abu Mas'ud, know well. O Abu Mas'ud, know well. Allahu أَقْدَرُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْكَ عَلَيْهِ. That how much of power you enjoy over him today, Almighty Allah has much more power over you. If you are hitting him today, perhaps a day will come where you will have to face a hiding from Almighty Allah. How this fear was instilled, the Sahabi radiallahu anh says, هُوَ حُرٌّ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, I set him free for the pleasure of Allah. So far, so deep it would reach the crevices of the heart, that after this day, the Sahabi radiallahu anh would find it too difficult to ever lift up a hand in front of any slave. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us with such yaqeen and conviction, that the day will come if one rand, 1 cent, was taken from that orphan. You pushed him away from the matter. He was not to know about his own affair. Whenever he questioned that what is the will of my father, what was the investments of my father, what was the amount, the capital of my father that he left, the individual known as the wasi, the one who has been put in charge of seeing to the affairs of this orphan, يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. He pushes him away and he says, don't bother with this here. Continue with your own works. يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. Lowest level of character, Almighty Allah says, it is not the love of wealth that is making him doing this. It is because his aqeedah on one day being questioned by Almighty Allah, reward for every good, punishment for every evil, that knot of his, that uqda, that knot has become loose. It was never a correct aqeedah. A second example of yadu'u al-yateem, to push away an orphan, is an orphan comes to a person for help, having no father to see to him. On a day when everyone is wearing lovely clothing, it is very difficult for an orphan, it is difficult for anyone to ask. Swallowing their pride, they come to an individual, but this man himself is la'im. Sa'ilul yateem yarji'u wadamuhu sa'il, which is famous, sa'ilul la'im, that the one who comes to ask from another who is hard-hearted, who has no qualities, who has no akhlaq, who has no character, the one who asks such a person, يَرْجِعُ وَدَمُهُ sa'il, he will have to return from that door, but he will return crying. He will say, why did I even take the time? Why did I even take the trouble? How could I ever come to such an individual? I came here hoping for some. I had to return with nothing but tears in my eyes and disgrace in my heart. The orphan comes to him for help, but his heart has become so hard. He does not think about how Almighty Allah on the day of Qiyamah will look with mercy at those who had mercy unto others. He does not think about perhaps a day will come where I will be asking for help. I will be desirous of help. If today I can help others, Allahu fi auni al-abd, ma dama al-abdu fi auni akhi, Almighty Allah will continue aiding his servant as long as the servant is in the aid of others. He does not believe in this. He does not think of this. He pushes away the orphan. He turns him away. He shouts him. It is not because he has love of wealth. It is not because he does not have enough time. It is because his aqidah, his conviction on the day which is coming, where he will be rewarded for every good, where he will be punished and questioned for every evil. The person's aqidah, the knot that was supposed to be fastened regarding this, that knot is too loose, that knot has opened, or perhaps there was never ever a knot made. Another example of يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ, to push away the orphan, is an orphan is brought into your house because he is from your own family. His father has passed away and you are the one that is chosen. You are the closest to him, that you will now look after him. He is brought in your house, but instead of taking him into your house with mercy and making him a mihman, a guest in that house, and understanding that making this boy smile will make a man the neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. Instead of that, the only thing the person looks at this orphan is that he is a burden in my family. And now that he has entered my house, I will take khidmah, I will take work, I will make him run around. يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ, pushing the orphan from side to side, whatever work there is, taking it from the orphan, never thanking him for his services, never paying him for his services, never ever feeling that what he is doing is more and above what was necessary for him to stay within my house, regarding him as a slave. And because the orphan has no other place to go, he continues swallowing that feelings within him of pain and grief. He continues working for the man who he trusted when he entered this man's house. But this man, because he has no aqidah, that a day will come where Almighty Allah will ask, a day will come where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who would love to see the yatim smile, will stand in front and he would ask, on what seerah were you walking? What was your manner with regards to yatims, with regards to the orphan who was handed over in your care? Were you the one pushing him around in the house, or were you the one placing your hand on his forehead and showing him love, a smile of love, a heart of love? May Allah Tabarakallah bless every one of us with love for the yateem. وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. The second quality, a second alama of a man who has no real aqeedah, in the day coming, where man will get reward for his every good, and he will be punished for his every evil, is وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. When it comes to feeding the miskeen, the poor, the one who has nothing, the needy, he does not ever give himself targhib. He does not ever push himself. He does not ever push himself, nor his family, nor anyone else. He turns a blind eye. He acts as though he did not see the miskeen. He acts as though the miskeen was never in need of food. It was only a few morsels that had to be given, but he could not stretch his own hand, nor could he even indicate to somebody else, why don't we take out some time to see to a morsel of food put in front of somebody else. The one who becomes so greedy, it is not that because he is hungry, it is not because there is no food in the house, it is because he has forgotten, he has no aqeedah, that a day will come where man will be asked, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, that in their wealth there is definitely a share that has been fixed for the one that is poor, the one that is deprived. Man will be asked on the day of Qiyamah, that share which was meant for somebody else, did you hand over that share or not? The one who believes in the coming of the day of Qiyamah, where every person will be asked, that the wealth that I gave you, did you see it going into the hands of somebody else or not? That person will search for the miskeen. That person will search for the one who is deprived, and he will let some of his wealth. Basic, the minimum is that he will make sure the zakat is put in the places where it's supposed to be put. He will search for avenues to give his wealth. Greed will not overcome this person on condition that the aqeedah on the coming of the day of Qiyamah is there. May Allah Tabarakala bless every one of us with this aqeedah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Have you seen the one who denies the day of judgment? It is the one who drives away the orphan with harshness and does not encourage the feeding of the poor. So woe to those who do offer salah but are found neglectful with regards to their salah. There are those who do actions merely to be seen, and those who are found so stingy that even items of hardly any significance that they are found refusing to share those items with others.